I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to live your life. Have you ever struggled with depression? Many people do. What happens is we're like a car, in that if you're a Ford and you're ridden very, very hard, everywhere you go, you're slamming on the brakes, and when you take off, you're speeding up, and you're turning corners really fast. If you're perhaps a Ford, your transmission may go out. If you're a Toyota, your brakes may go out. We all have a genetic predisposition towards something when we're under a lot of stress. And what happens is, when we get under this stress, our weakness, our genetic predisposition kicks in. My genetic predisposition is depression. When things aren't going well in my life, in the past, I used to get depressed. And I don't like to get depressed. It's a very depressing experience. So over the years, I spent a lot of time studying depression, understanding it, and trying to change it within myself. Psychology taught me many things. Spirituality taught me many things. Living life taught me many things. But ultimately, what helped me become free of depression so that it truly has very little impact on me anymore, is meditation. If depression arises today, I merely witness it and notice that it goes away very, very quickly. It just doesn't have its sticking power like it used to. It truly has been priceless because depression is very debilitating, and it's so nice to be free of that and to live life happy, peaceful, in the present moment. Meditation can really help with that. However, it's just not my word anymore. My own experience, research is beginning to really support what I find within myself, that meditation can help fight off depression. So let's go ahead and take a look at a new research study that's been done on depression and meditation, and let's see what they found out. The study is reported in the 2010 December issue of the Archives of General Psychiatry, and was done at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, by Dr. Segal, that's S-E-G-A-L. Let's see what he found out. In this study, he had 160 patients from ages 18 to 65 who met the criteria for major depression disorder. In order to be in this study, they had to have had at least two episodes of major depression in their life. Then the researchers broke them up into three groups. 28 were taking medication to treat the depression. 30 had their medication slowly replaced by a placebo. And a placebo is basically giving them a pill, which could be a sugar pill or salt pill. It doesn't really matter. But what it is, it's a pill that they think is going to help them with the depression. But the placebo doesn't have any chemical impact on the person in regards to changing their depression. They don't know that it's a fake medication, but it doesn't have any chemical compounds that could directly impact their depression like the first group did. And the remainder of the 30 subjects were also slowly taken off their medication. But instead of getting a pill, which didn't have any active compounds in it, they were taught mindfulness-based cognitive behavioral therapy. And that included meditation, of course. This group really was taught how to live in the present moment, be mindful of what's happening in their body, observing their depression, really increasing their moment-to-moment kind of non-judgmental awareness of what is right now happening inside of them. When difficulties arose, they were taught to accept them and learn to be more self-compassionate, and they also came up with an action plan when things were beginning to relapse. The beautiful thing that I like about mindfulness meditation, it really, instead of just learning to meditate, it teaches you to live more of a meditative life through awareness, through being present. Sitting, of course, is important, but learning to, throughout the day, practice being aware, practice being present, practice being kind and gentle towards yourself is an important element of fighting off depression. So let's see what they found out. So during the 18-month follow-up period, what they found was those who were in the placebo group or didn't get anything relapsed by about 60%. Those who were given a maintenance medication or pharmaceutical drug relapsed by about 46%. But those who were in the cognitive behavioral therapy or meditation group relapsed by only 38%. That's pretty amazing. So though clearly medication is an effective form of treating long-term recurrent depression, meditation also is very helpful, equally as helpful. And it doesn't have all the side effects, and it's free. So why not meditate if you struggle with depression? Again, my own experience is, struggling with depression for many years, that meditation has been the solution to my propensity towards depression. This study shows that people who struggle with depression can be greatly helped with meditation. Depression is really awful, and if you've ever known anyone to be depressed or been depressed yourself, there's nothing fun about it. It's actually very depressing. And I don't know about you, but I don't really like side effects of medication. I know I'm glad that they exist and they help a lot of people. But what if you could supplement your medication with meditation? That could be pretty awesome. And maybe with time, you could get off your medication and just meditate. I wouldn't just quit, of course. I mean, really, even in the study, they didn't have them just get off the medication. I would work with your doctor and say, hey, I've been on depression medication here for many years. I want to get off of it. So let's try meditation. So start meditating. Just keep everything the same and start meditating. You could come to one of our retreats as a great way to jumpstart your meditation practice. You can learn about our retreats at www.holisticretreats.tv. We'd love to spend some time with you. Or you can just start listening to this podcast and start meditating on a regular basis. Once in the morning, as I often recommend or always recommend, and once in the evening, as I often or always recommend. It truly is a great way to live your life, to live a whole, healthy, and in this case, a very non-depressed life. So consider meditating. If you know anyone who struggles with depression or is on medication for depression, consider offering them this podcast as a way to change their life and improve their life so that they too can listen, change, and perhaps, just perhaps, decrease the effects of depression. Meditation has brought me so many blessings. They truly are countless. But one of the greatest pain-removing consequences of meditation is that I don't struggle with depression anymore. And that's worth its weight in gold for me. And if you relate to this, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at drpuff@cox.net, just drpuff at cox.net. I'd love to hear from you. Remember, too, this was an 18-month study, so unfortunately, meditation isn't a fast, quick fix, but it is a lasting fix. I found that I really just don't go to that depression state anymore, so you too could be free of it, but it takes time. And if you're being treated medically through medication, don't just quit. Work with your doctor. They can listen to this podcast, make a copy of it, and bring it to them. They can look up the study to see that it's validated. Maybe they'll even come to one of the retreats if they're skeptical and learn about how meditation is good for you and how you can actually live a meditative life. So I look forward to being with you next week. Have a meditative week. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.